Accession number 7242, Reel 3.
Mr. Kiddy, Reel 3. Were there ever any instances of desertion in East Africa?
I can recollect one instance at the Battle of Karin, where the sergeant in the signal platoon who took off one night, and I think we'd almost forgotten about him, because it must have been a year later when we were at Mina, or some camp like that, preparing for action in the Western Desert, when a few of our boys were in the base camp on a few days' break, and they saw him keeping gold for an artillery unit, the deserter. And of course, about 10 minutes later, he was under arrest and returned to his unit on the desert, or on the desert area, not actually on the desert. We hadn't gone into action then, but we were training for it.
Do you know why he deserted?
He just cracked up, couldn't take it anymore. There was a lot of bombing and shelling and thumping and banging, and some people are like that. They just fold. It happened.
Were there many instances of people cracking up?
Not in this campaign. We had a few later on in the war, but at this particular time, I think he was number one. The only one. I have no recollection of any others who took off like he did.
Do you know how he got from Eritrea to Egypt?
No, I've no idea. And he was there in some signal, some artillery unit, keeping gold for them in this camp. So how he got into this other unit, I just don't know. But he did it. It's some feat, but he managed it.
Did you ever hear of any atrocities whilst you were in East Africa?
Only on one occasion. I'm sure it's true, but it is definitely hearsay. Two Sikhs were caught by the Italians, and you probably know their religion. They never shave, they never have a haircut. And their heads were shaved, and they were turned loose to return to their own lines, and the story goes that they immediately shot themselves. I've talked about that as recently as last October on our regimental reunion, and I'm sure to this day that it is correct.
Who told you the story?
The troops in the area who saw them returning. It went from the Indian troops to our troops, but I'm convinced that it was true. You've already asked that. Yes, swimming parties. When we're in the Attenborough area, the River Attenborough, which can be fairly wide in flood, it dries out into smaller pools, but in the dry season, but they're still fairly large. And we did our bathing and washing of bits and pieces in those areas, but always with a Bren gun at each end of the bathing party, because you could clearly see the crocs and the hippo on the mud flats, not many yards away from you. And I must admit that I don't think I ever got above my knees with the water. I had no desire to cross swords with things like that. But we were well guarded by wrens, as I say.
Did any of the animals attempt to approach the bathers?
No, I've never seen any animals move towards the bathers, but the thought was always there, particularly in my mind.